What's your favorite dip? 651-641-1071. What's your favorite dip? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello there, dip lovers.
What is your favorite dip? Why are we asking, Brad?
Well, it's Friday. We love to talk food before our next segment, which is Cheat Day Friday. And turns out we're going to be dipping some stuff. So I thought, let's have a little dip chat.
When I dip, you dip.
Feel free to get that up and going, because I could ride a little bit of that into this next segment.
Oh, okay.
So here's... Okay. Here's one of them dumb maps I found about like each state's favorite dip, and I've got some issues with it, but like I love dip. Who doesn't love dip?
Ooh,
if you're
love
from the
dip.
Midwest, you love dip. Now you're going to be slightly disappointed, Minnesota, and I think it's going to foster a question or conversation opportunity. 651-641-1071. Dippity do or dippity don't. Each state's favorite dip. Now, if I told you that Kentucky was French onion.
Ooh, that's good.
Alabama, or no, that's Mississippi, ranch. Queso blanco in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
guacamole in California.
Yeah.
If I told you that Minnesota's favorite dip was salsa, wouldn't you...
Salsa's not a dip.
Okay, so I didn't want to be so definitive because I don't know. But my question was, do we even consider salsa a dip?
No. And I honestly, if I'm going to be really honest, I also don't necessarily qualify guacamole as a dip either.
What do you think that is? Mm-hmm.
Because
why?
You can also top things with it. It can be a topping, but you also dip things in it. So to me, that's a topping, not a dip. Topping by the virtue of the fact that it's the top dip. It's a topping.
Okay, so do you just want to keep saying the word topping over
I'm
again?
I'm just saying, to me, salsa and guac are toppings.
But
you can also dip stuff in it.
Salsa is a dip in the sense that you dip chips in it. But when I think dip, for some reason, I have this notion that it must be like creamy. And I think that's just my Midwestern like... privilege speaking, because all of the dips that we grew up having were cream forward.
Okay,
and what I mean by that is, like, for example, French onion,
ranch dip, artichoke dip is a creamier dip,
right? So, but when I think salsa, I just think of like salsa.
Here's how we're gonna work through this. If you were going to a potluck and somebody said to you, "I'll bring the chips, you bring the dip." Well, you're not going to grab salsa as the dip.
I wouldn't, but I'm wondering. Like,
no.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying nobody would.
No, that's fine.
No, and here's why. Because salsa also requires a certain kind of chip. You won't dip.
Yeah, but
dip.
You know there's those people. I mean, look, I am total agreement with you, which is why I thought this would be a good conversation for us to have. And I don't want to get in the way of people's dip thoughts, which just sounds like a bad word. Mm-hmm. Dip thought. Isn't that like a term?
Dip song.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason in my head, I was just like, I don't feel like salsa's a dip, but you do dip chips in it.
Yeah, but it's not exclusively
right? Like finger
a dip.
Is a thumb is a finger.
Right.
Remember that conversation?
Yes, and that's why I'm saying it's also a topping, which is why to me it's not a dip. Topping, it's a topping too. And to me, topping supersedes dip. Let's go to the phones. Melanie's on the line. Hello, Melanie. Melanie, two questions. Number one, what's your favorite dip? Number two, is salsa a dip?
My favorite dip is sauerkraut dip.
Ooh.
It's so good. It's warm and it has like cream cheese base with like the corned beef in it.
Ooh. What do you
and
put
you
it,
eat it?
What do you dip it or dip into it with?
It's you can do like those little mini toasts. Like the rye toast, or you can do like a shredded bagel.
Mm.
Like, you know, people pull bagel and they put it in dip.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Now,
and
what are your feelings on salsa?
I'm with salsa as a dip because I'm dipping my chips in it.
Yeah. It's a hard one.
I mean,
it totally is.
Thank you, Melanie. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and poll the entire crowd. Let's go to Patty. Hello, Patty. Patty, two questions. Number one, what's your favorite dip? Number two, is salsa a dip?
Well, I would say yes, salsa is a dip. But if you're calling it a topping, then when I say top the tater, topping, dip, it's both.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
But my favorite dip, I would say, Fresh Thyme Market has a Mexican creamy dip that's incredible. You can dip veggies, you can dip chips, it's great.
You know what you want to dip in that? This is my tip for you. This is my dip tip for you. Patty, get yourself some Bugles and dip those in that.
Because there's a lot of real estate.
It's so good. Mm.
The corn flavor.
Yes. Yeah. It'll get all up in there.
Also, just Doritos is good.
Right? Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite.
Sure. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
All right, let's go to Molly. Hello, Molly. Two questions. Number one, what's your favorite dip? Number two, is salsa a dip?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Jarlsberg cheese dip.
Ooh.
If you've never had it, you should try it.
Do you have like a certain... Where do you get this dip? Do you make it?
Okay, you make it. And when I worked at Cub in the deli, when samples were a thing, we would get the Jarlsberg cheese, shred an onion, and like a half a cup of real Hellmann's mayonnaise, and mix it together and throw it in the oven on broil.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good.
That sounds amazing.
And then you dip... pita chips.
Yum.
Yeah, you do.
Chips.
Yeah, you do.
I really want that.
God. Yeah.
It sounds real good.
If you eat too much of it, though, you will pay for it because it is filling.
I mean, like most dips.
Yeah.
So good.
Now,
yeah,
Molly,
like that. Yeah.
Need to hear your thoughts on salsa. Is salsa a dip?
I think in many different ways it can be a dip, but it also can be a garnish.
Yeah. Salsa is kind of versatile. It's a condiment.
It really
is. It's a dip.
And you can make salsa in so many different ways. You can do black bean salsa. You can do corn salsa. You can do just straight up,
the plain old salsa.
Tomatoes. Yeah. So salsa has such a broad.
You can mix salsa into a dip.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like queso.
You can put Velveeta in it and make it a cheese dip.
Yeah. Thanks, Molly. Okay, people are changing my mind. Let's go to Gretchen. Gretchen will have the final word on this. Gretchen, two questions. Number one, what's your favorite dip? Number two, is salsa a dip?
Salsa, chips and salsa, it has to be a dip.
Okay. Yeah.
It's hard, though, right? Because, to your point, Colleen, when you say, if you ask somebody, what dip are you going to bring to the party? I don't know that your first thought would be salsa, because we think of that as sort of a separate dipping experience.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's only one chip that goes with the salsa.
Yeah.
Like, I can't dip my potato chip in, I can, but that's not normal. Nobody does that. That's dumb.
Now there are five people are going to call in and be like, I do. That.
Okay, Gretchen, what is your favorite dip?
Called chili con queso.
Yes.
So is it just chili and Velveeta?
Chili, Velveeta, onion, tomato, and bacon.
Oh, of course.
Yep, you had us at bacon.
I'm all here for that. Do you put that on the top?
You cook it all in a crock pot together, and then Fritos are the best.
Yeah. I'm here for that.
That sounds real good. Thank you, Gretchen. All right.
Well, good thing I'm hungry now.
I know.
Good, because we got things to do.
Yeah, we're going to dip some stuff when we come back, because it's cheat day. We're going to put some stuff in our mouths after this on My Talk 107.1. Friday, you guys. It's Friday. And that can only mean one thing on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
It means Friday, cheat day.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
Yummy.
What are we doing?
All right. We are very lucky because we have the most fabulous listeners. And today, our friends from up north in Canada, Daniel and Beck, sent us a care package full. They actually sent this a while ago, but we just now have finally gotten to it on our list.
And there's like a whole story why.
And they sent us a care package from Canada. And these are actually things you can get here. So this is not a Canadian specific, but I do want to say thank you to them.
Thank you.
They sent us three different dips from the Heinz company, and these are those mashups, if you will, saucy mashups. We have three of them for you today. Colleen, you have wasabioli. Holly, you have hanch, and I've got tarchup.
There it is, tarchup.
All three of them.
There I do just. Go. I want to say really quickly, wasabioli makes me feel like it's going to be like a ravioli with wasabi. But it's not.
No,
it's,
tell us what yours is a combo of.
Wasabi plus garlic aioli.
And, Holly, what is a hanch?
Hanch is hot sauce and ranch.
And tarchup is tartar sauce. Well, it says ketchup? Tartar sauce, tartar, and ketchup. I don't know what that means.
I think that that's French for tartar.
Oh, do you have French on yours, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because ketchup is just ketchup, so that must be the same in French.
Yeah. Nouveau.
All right. So who wants to go first? Well, we got first some fries all, from the calf
that are an hour old. So they're a little bit cold.
That's okay.
But
it's
I'm
just
not
a
mad.
Vehicle at this yeah. point.
I'd like to go first because I'm very excited all about right. that. B. Arthur came in and wanted to smell it. And so I let her. And then we talked about how much we love wasabi.
Awesome.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, I can't wait to take this home.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Why do you like it? Like, what do you like about it?
I love wasabi. Love it. It is to me.
And it's good with fries?
Yeah. Like I mean, it's fine. Honestly, like I probably want to put this on a sandwich or something. It's fine with fries, but the dip itself is awesome.
It's like just, like the texture?
Mm-hmm. It's like, because it's got like a mayo texture, but it's got the nose clearing wasabi.
Yeah, so if you like wasabi, you're saying you like creamy things, you're going to love it. All right.
This to me feels like a normal sauce, meaning like this doesn't feel like a mashup to
like
me.
Like a weird
It just feels
experience.
Like a wasabi mayo.
Okay.
And it's good.
Wasabioli.
I'm here for the wasabioli.
Holly, you have hanch, and again, hanch is hot sauce and ranch.
Hot sauce and ranch, and on the bottle it has some buffalo wings, and on top of it is the hanch.
Mm. Okay,
give us the hanch experience.
Mm. Okay, she's going in. And
it's nice. Chewing.
What does it taste like?
It's buffalo sauce. So let's
be clear.
It's
buffalo hot sauce.
It's buffalo
vinegary?
Hot sauce. Yes.
Okay.
With the ranch, and it is surprisingly good. Oh. I was a little skeptical about this.
Does it feel more buffalo forward or ranch forward?
Buffalo forward.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, like, I always put ranch with my buffalo sauce to cool it down a little bit.
The ranch is almost an afterthought.
Okay.
Because I can feel the burny of the hot sauce in my esophagus.
The burny hot sauce.
Yeah.
All right. So now we've got tarchup. And I don't know, you guys. I don't know that I like the smell of tarchup.
I don't know. I don't. Okay. I'm gonna tell you, I think you lost the draw on this one.
Why?
Because I don't understand. I've never been in a situation where I've been pulled to mix tartar sauce and ketchup.
It's actually good.
Is it really?
It's like tangy. It tastes very much like a Thousand Island.
Oh, okay. So I'd be
it's
in for that.
It's got hunks of pickle.
Okay. That didn't sell me.
Like relish.
So it's kind of chunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's You're good. Liking I would, it? I what would you put it on?
A burger.
Oh.
For sure.
I guess I always only think of tartar sauce as going with fish.
Well, to me, tartar sauce is just mayo with like pickle relish.
Right.
But I would eat that. I would certainly do the fries in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I try yours?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, throw it at me or just here. Because I'm curious.
Yeah, here, I'm going to bring you guys the hanch.
Oh, okay, good. See, we were just going to each do our own thing, but now we all want to try each other's. So I'm going to try the tarchup. It is chonky.
Chonky.
It definitely has some chunk to it.
It's
do you
got
want
a
the
nice.
Wasabi?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not a huge wasabi fan.
Okay, so I do. I will say you. I think you have to be a little bit of a wasabi fan for that.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not loving the tarchup. It's a little too tangy for me.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So it's but see. Oh,
Holly, did you bring us hand?
Here. It's right here. Sorry, everybody. Now we're just doing round robin. I'm not a huge fan of the tarchup. I'm going in on the buffalo, the hanch now. What do you think, Holly?
Yeah, the tarchup's too tangy.
Mm-hmm.
Too tangy.
Mm. Okay. I'm gonna be real. It turns out I only like the wasabi aioli.
I am not, I will say I'm not a fan of the other two, mostly because A, wasabi, and B, that hot sauce. I don't like, what is it?
Buffalo.
Buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge buffalo sauce. So I'm perfectly happy with
we
my.
We all chose
and
right.
And I only like the hanch.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, we chose correctly.
Wow.
I also.
It just depends on what you like.
It is. I will say about the hanch. Wait, the hanch, that's the buffalo sauce and ranch. Why is it called hanch?
Well, hot sauce and ranch.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It is real hot sauce forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is.
The ranch is buried in there.
All right. So
yeah, it's like an afterthought, like
on
you
a
said.
Scale of 0 to 5 or 1 to 5 cobras, I guess you could give it a 0.
I'm going to give it a 4. I really liked the wasabioli. Yeah. That's what I'll give the wasabioli, the one that I like.
Holly, what would you give hanch?
I'm going to give hanch a nice 3.5. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I think 3.5 for the tart chip. And so thank you guys, Danielle and
yes,
Beck.
Yes, thank you. Well, the good
thanks
news
for your
is
care
we,
package.
We each have a bottle of something that yes. we're going to be able to bring home because we right? don't like each other's. We only like the ones that we originally matched ourselves with. It was like the dating game, but for sass.
Yummy.
Yay. Yummy. Good. Well,
all right. And we all got our dates to go on the Queen Mary after that. That's lovely.
We do?
Well, like the dating game. That was the prize.
Was it really?
They spend the night on the Queen Mary.
Yeah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it is time for us to tell you about some celebrities behaving badly. We have a name for them, and that name is...
D-Bag.
We'll tell you who they are after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bag!
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Your D-bag.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Why?
Listen. Thank you. Bing bong. She, this headline from Hello Magazine/website. Rebel Wilson reveals surprising secret behind
her weight loss.
Yeah. How did you know?
Because that's, I mean, because I've read that article before.
Yes. Also, FYI, you've not only read this article before, but you also have read it 10 times today in many different publications. So, Bradley, if I were to ask you, I bet that you can do this. Did you open the article? Have you read it?
No.
If I asked you what the secret behind her, the surprising secret behind her 65-pound weight loss, I bet you could come up with like 3 or 4. Right, that she would have said. And there's one that is correct for this article. But what would you say?
The secret to her significant weight loss, well, she went to some Swiss spa, but mm-hmm. she probably isn't talking about
no,
that.
No, she wouldn't do that because it's something anybody walking. Can do. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, yeah, because that's her story. Her we story is that all she had to do was walk it off. Walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
Walk it off.
She says, quote, instead of grueling workouts and strict dieting, Rebel admitted that, quote, moderate walking was actually a key factor in helping her shift, quote, unnecessary body fat. This Who, is
where
a
was this, by the way?
Full, where was this article?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
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 Hello. But I saw this exact same headline 4 different places this morning in other publications. Rebel Wilson shares
by the way,
shocking secret to her weight loss was walking, etc.
By the way, this article or this story has been out for months.
Months.
Months. Oh,
so okay. She's not revealing anything new.
Well, this one is from June.
Oh my God,
that's today. June. Why did I think we were in July?
This is actually from today.
Yeah. But this very story has
been around forever.
Been around, I swear. Yeah. I've seen this exact same thing.
Yeah. So FYI, it's walking.
Okay. I mean, good. That's awesome. Gives people hope, right? Like if they feel like they have to go to a gym and they got to do all this complicated business, they got to buy all this equipment and they got to eat all these fancy foods. No, you can just walk it off. Sure.
Walk it off.
It's a lie because we know that she went to this like super high price clinic twice in the midst of a global pandemic to shed a bunch of weight through means such as getting diarrhea.
Frequent pottying.
Yeah, she went to Austria's Viva Mare Resort, where she was first introduced to the eating plan that she's followed throughout her weight loss journey. That article dated November 23rd.
Of last year.
Yeah. So the reason why she's my D-bag for this is because can we stop riding this pony?
Yeah, it's...
I'm so tired of it.
I wonder if it's like her people. Like, where is this coming from?
I don't know. I think that's a really good question. Or is it... I don't know. Is it the publications who are getting clicks for it? I don't know.
I don't know. Whoever it is needs to stop because it's so old.
I'm over it.
Here's part of the problem. Part of the problem is this has probably latently been out there the whole time. But because we have clicked on these articles, they are now coming at us at rapid speed.
The algorithm knows.
Which you just want to make the algorithm stop.
So that's my bad. Whoops.
My bad.
But whatever.
You said Rebel Wilson.
But also, hello.
Again.
Yep.
Meaning this is not the first offense.
Right.
Oh, look, my D-bag also not the first offense.
Oh, who's your D-bag?
Kid Rock. Happy Pride Month from Kid Rock.
Is he doubling down on his...
Oh, no, he's not even doubling down. He's just continuing.
Okay.
So now he got a bunch of backlash after making homophobic remarks on June 5th, which is what?
Less than a week ago.
He finally decided to address the people who called him out on this by calling him the very same slur that got him in trouble in the first place. If Kid Rock using the word bleep it, that starts with an F, rhymes with or ends with a T, offensive towards gay people. If Kid Rock using the word bleep it offends you, good chance you are one.
No.
But he then attempted to put a, quote, good-natured spin on his post by adding, either way, I know he has a lot of love for his gay friends, and I will have a talk with him. Have a nice... Oh, I'm sorry. That was... No, that's him.
Who's... So
he's talking to himself.
Oh, yeah, like because his real name is Bob Ritchie.
Yeah. So he doesn't... That's weird. Anyway, so maybe he just thinks that's part of his act.
No, listen.
Either way, it's Pride Month. Could you at least not say the word for these?
Just take a break. But take a break forever. But yes, to your point, Bradley, at a minimum, take a break through the month of June.
Somebody said, what's the slur for someone who hasn't been relevant since 1998?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Zing. I just, this is a brand of person, you know?
This like, is oh, a, my gay friends totally understand.
Yeah, this is a brand of person. He's
got bad gay friends.
Who thinks he's funny, and then rather than just like have some self-awareness and just decide to not do it anymore, instead wants to tell you why it's okay.
Yeah.
And then throws his quote gay friends under the bus in doing so. It's so ridiculous and it's so predictable. And it's heartless, and it's rude, and it's dumb. And again, that's rich coming from somebody who hasn't been relevant for
Thank you, Kid Rock.
Thank you,
for nothing.
No, thank you.
And also, just don't use that word. Thanks. It used to be, and I think this is so important because I, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are like. I don't even know if I want to have this conversation, but when it comes to people like Kid Rock, it used to be that people would say words like that ironically, like, oh, well, I didn't mean this, right? Like, I said the word, but I'm not talking about gay people.
Right.
Okay, but, like, you are, right? Because you're using the word that's used as a slur against gay people to put down people that aren't gay. So if it wasn't a put down... Why did you use the word?
As a put down.
Right?
Yeah.
So you may not be offending a particular gay person, but you are just by nature then offending all the gay people.
Or attempting to. Yeah. Absolutely.
But that used to work, that excuse, because people just didn't call out the ridiculousness of it. And it wasn't just that word. There are a lot of other words that people will use and say, well, I don't mean that.
You know,
and you're like, well, what? What do you mean exactly? Were you calling me a term of endearment? No.
It just shocks me. I'm being honest and naive. I'm being honest, naive, and honestly naive. When I say it just shocks me that that is a word that a person makes available to them at the buffet of words one could say at any given time.
Well, just anymore, because, like, you know...
That's what I'm saying.
We've moved on. We all have had a conversation with ourselves about words we're not going to say anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to try to hold to that. And if, you know, it comes out of our mouth...
Then we will make amends for it in the moment.
Yeah, but that... We're just... It's like... Talk about being relevant from 20 years ago. That's like language from 20 years
ago. Yeah, I just don't understand
it. Was not appropriate at the time. It's just that the conversation has changed and the average person wants to do better.
Yeah. So,
unfortunately, that does not include Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Whatever a Kid Rock is actually doing. But it turns out a lot because he's having concerts.
Well, so Kid Rock is, how do I say this? Kid Rock is still a thing for a certain... group of people who for whom he believes he speaks.
Yeah, well, I was going to say people for whom time has not moved since about 1998.
Mm-hmm. And also people with certain political leanings.
Oh.
Because he is an outspoken human with certain views. What I'm saying is, like, he's not a thing to us and hasn't been since...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
For a long time.
Since, like, Ba Wada Ba.
Yeah, exactly.
What's
that
even?
That was his song.
Oh. Yeah.
The one that made no sense.
Ba Da Wa Ba?
Ba with the ba, the bang, the bang.
Oh, that's Kid Rock.
Yeah, that's Kid Rock.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not a understander of Kid Rock.
Which I fault you not at all for.
Nope.
But he sort of has retained his clout with people for whom believe he speaks for them.
Yeah.
So
he's like, oh, I'm just, well, yeah, it sounds very much like people are just getting too upset about stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing here. So sure. He's appealing to that market.
Yeah.
And he's doing it, listen, I'm going to say it quite well, because that is exactly the tone you'd expect him to take.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us who have, like, moved on and agreed that we're going to treat people in a different manner and that there's respectful ways to speak to people, we're over here being like, yeah, no, thanks for not playing.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not in that game with you.
But just don't do it on Pride Month. But for him, it's probably like, yeah, I got bonus points because I said it during Pride Month.
Right.
Because what's Pride Month? Why do y'all need your own parade? Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started.
Happy Pride. Let's all be gay.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley
Unless
show.
You don't want to be gay. I'm not trying to make you gay.
Thank you.
You could do worse.
You're not doing your persuasion program.
Not anymore. We gave that up in the 80s.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. We gave away all our toasters.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I want to talk about JoJo Siwa because we've actually talked about this for quite some time. How is JoJo Siwa going to make this transition, this pivot into adulthood? And we've started the transformation. And I want to start at the very beginning.
The transformation has begun.
The transformation has begun.
Transportation.
She's not taking a bus, you guys.
Oh.
We'll talk about JoJo Siwa when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
And, you know, we've talked about this in the past, about JoJo Siwa and the fact that she turned 18 this year. Mm-hmm. And that at some point, she's going to have to kind of turn the corner and begin to act like a grown-up.
Yeah.
She's been known in the past as JoJo with a Bobo. And she kind of has this, like, infantilized image in terms of the bright colors and the shimmery, sequency fabric and the hair pulled super tight into a gigantic ponytail on top of her head and a big bow. Also, she yell talks all the time.
Yeah. Sounds like Sam Kinison.
Holly, do we have any evidence of that?
Oh my God! What did you do?
Oh. How do her parents
got a voice on that?
Not have hearing damage.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
I don't know,
apparently
maybe they have the same voice.
The headline in Jezebel was JoJo Siwa has made the difficult decision to wear fewer hair bows.
Just fewer. She's not getting rid of all of them.
So that's the interesting thing. And she did this on Instagram. And I remember watching this and being like, oh, are we turning a corner with JoJo Siwa?
Yeah.
She explained to her fan base, she's going to be wearing fewer bows. And worry not, she will still continue to have bows as a big part of her life.
I mean, this is a big deal, right? Like, if you grew up and all of a sudden the thing that you grew up with is like, I'm changing. You're like, I can't deal with that.
So I actually have like two thoughts at the same time about exactly what you just said. My first thought is JoJo Siwa is in a unique position to actually usher young people through that process.
Yeah.
Of like, what does it look like to grow up and leave behind things that you identified with as a child, right? So she's in this unique position to kind of do that in a healthy way.
Yeah.
But also, I simultaneously have this other terrible thought, which is we do horrible things to children in entertainment. When we make them famous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's generally not worked out.
It's awful.
For the benefit. At least the scorecard says that you're more likely to have a troubled adulthood if you were a child star than not.
Absolutely. And so then I worry about her because she does have to make a very public sort of separation between, you know, beau and no beau.
I will say, I think the thing that has been really helpful for her in a way that I was not expecting, because, you know, going into JoJo Siwa's transformation and the fact that I have an opinion about the transformation of JoJo Siwa seems weird, but that's the world we live in. And I never would have thought in a million years mm-hmm. I would find myself here, and here I am yet. Despite that, there are a couple things that made me think like, huh, maybe she's actually going to be more okay than not okay. Because when you look at a JoJo Siwa, when you watch all the videos and you remember all the yelling and the screaming mm-hmm. and the bows and her like weird closet that's like full of promotional materials that have been made for her in, you know, factories in China that are selling babillions, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is weird.
And her living room that is just like full of, it's a candy bar.
Yeah.
Literally.
I mean, I think her whole house is just like an Instagram set. But, mm-hmm. But so that's true. And like, I can't imagine what that does to a person psychologically and what kind of baggage you're going to be dealing with. But very specifically, there was that moment where she like took her hair down. Like, she didn't have her bow. She just mm-hmm. like let it all down. Everybody's like, oh my God. And she just seemed like a human person. So like, you know that she's like recognizing that that's going to need to change,
yeah.
which is good, right? She's not going to, you know, be like writing a letter to daddy, like Betty, you know, Betty Davis, like in a wheelchair, you know, pushing her sister around in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. singing to her dead father as a child star, like she was from whatever happened to Baby Jane. But in addition to that, there's also this moment that presented itself where she shared her sexuality
right.
with people. And not only did she share her sexuality with people, which is like an aging thing, because that's like mm-hmm. something you do when you're, you know, when you're growing up, mm-hmm. is you confront or come to terms with or embrace or accept your sexuality or that piece of you. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're from like a marginalized group, that can be a very like, that can be a huge
defining
transition moment.
Yeah.
And so I think that's here's a chance where she can sort of like embrace a new side of her, and she doesn't have to like be Hannah Montana. Like, how do I get rid of Hannah Montana? Oh, I have to like foam finger dance my way across, you
right.
know, the Billboard Music Awards stage.
Right.
Like, she can just be like, here's a part of me that allows you to think of me as an adult. And that came in the form of not necessarily her sexuality, but the thing that followed shortly after, which was her partner. Like, you got to see the woman that she that she's dating.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows you to see her in a more adult, not adult, but like a more mature, evolved capacity. And so I think that, like, I'm, you know, looking at this, and now we have to temper that with the fact that, if you'll remember, JoJo Siwa, also one of the headlines this last week was that somebody overdosed on LSD at one of her parties,
which I fully missed out on.
Yeah.
And that's why I am cautious when I say, you know, my thought about JoJo Siwa is she is in this wonderful, beautiful position to help show young people how to healthily sort of transition into late teen adulthood years.
Yeah.
I have to hold that delicately because she still is in Hollywood. She still is a product. she still is going to suffer all the same pitfalls that people in her position have. And hopefully she'll make it through.
Yeah. And look, like all of our child, like it's hard to be that age, period, but to have all of the spotlight, it just seems like we are in a healthier place. Like the media is health, it treats her like you're not going to see a bunch of headlines like I think we maybe did even 5 years ago. If JoJo C was going through this transition right. 5 years ago, the media would be like, look at that hot mess. Like every opportunity to make her look like a mess because she's not like we just were really good in the media of just like, you know, like honing in on the bad things or the salacious, dramatic things about people. Think Courtney Stodden, yeah. Think Mama June and Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Like at least now the media environment that JoJo Siwa is adulting in is a little healthier
yeah.
in the way that it maybe doesn't target people. Like we wanted Hannah Montana to be a hot mess.
Yeah.
Right.
In right. a way like that we
I
almost,
don't think
we cheered it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way that I least look, and I don't know, it's hard to be in a, to be an adult and to go into that transition for anybody. And she's probably going to have like hiccups like we all did. And thank God we didn't all have every eyeball on us, but at least she's got, you know, maybe a little bit of a different chance, hopefully.
Well, I just want you to know that she is not saying goodbye entirely to the bows. They're still going to be a part of her, as she says in her Instagram quote, "The bow is still part of my life. I still love bows. I forever will. They're who I am, but maybe I won't wear it every day." And again,
they are a part of me.
Yes. Well, she's still making
her bank account.
I was going to say, she's still making money off of them.
That part of me is my millions of dollars.
Is my money.
She's going to be 80 years old wearing a Dumbo.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
And listen, that's her brand.
Yeah.
We have been, like, we've had moments in our relationship with JoJo Siwa where we just couldn't even with her. And I will say I sort of hold my breath.
It's more of what she represents. And I think what we've learned to do, if I may be so bold as to speak for us, it is that like that's not her.
That's the public facing piece of her that we are reacting to.
Now I'm like, all right, here's where it comes in. Let's go. I was like, yeah, I got back on.
So it's what I think oftentimes we react to is the framing of her by the people that are putting on the show, that are marketing her stuff. It's like she is at, you know, the center of it, a child.
Right.
But it's because of the society we live in that, you know, we have commercialized this person into a corner such that she has to apologize for not or provide an excuse for not always wanting to wear the marketing outfit that we've become accustomed to.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get the Cobra Gang together. This speaking time, of, we got to go back to Britney Spears. Yes, speaking of people who have been in the middle of a media circus, Britney Spears, we're going to talk about her and this weird mystery involving her conservatorship after this on My Talk 107.1.